rest of the story. One warm summer day early in the 19th century, a man and his family took a vacation to the seashore. Daddy was one Marcus Samuel, owner of a small novelty shop in London's East End. His young children were enjoying the beach, scavenging for debris and such. And then after a while, Daddy looked around and the children were nowhere to be found. He turned to their mother, asked had she seen the youngsters. She had not. When the children finally did show up, they were proudly carrying some intriguing items, things they had made for themselves. To their empty lunch boxes, the children had affixed some of the objects they had discovered. Various sizes, various shapes, all the same type of object. Was it not a wonderful decoration, the little ones wanted to know? And indeed, their daddy said it was. He was fascinated. In fact, the youngster's creativity gave Marcus Samuel an idea for his novelty shop. Little boxes, similarly decorated. He would personally manufacture several of these curios and see how they would sell. Well, he did, and they sold well. They sold so well that within a short time, those products comprised a considerable portion of Marcus's novelty business. Customers would come into his shop, be charmed by the unique mementos, fancy little boxes individually labeled with the names of various seaside resorts, for each box would be decorated with objects actually recovered from those beaches. The objects? Conchs, sometimes pronounced conches. Conchs of different dimensions and configurations, each shell polished to perfection. Well, that summer holiday, Marcus's children had collected conchs and fastened them to their empty lunch boxes, and thus was born a knick-knack industry in the East End of London. But more. People of that Victorian era became obsessed with conch decoration for jewelry boxes and for needle cases, for picture frames and the like. An ever-increasing quantity of conchs were required for the production of Mother of Pearl. And Marcus Samuel got rich. And with this newfound prosperity came foreign trade on a large scale, even the importation of curios from the Orient, and eventually kerosene was added. I said eventually kerosene was added to the crowded cargo lists, and the conch itself became the corporate logo of Marcus Samuel's transport and trading company as it is to this day. Or should I say, since May 1904, the company trademark, rather than a conch, at least more specifically, has been changed to a scallop, but in any case, it all began on a summer holiday when Marcus, inspired by the ingenuity of the children, started decorating boxes with the former homes of these sea creatures, the little shells in which the sea creatures had lived. And that's what he called his company back then. And that's what his company is called today, even though it's a worldwide oil company now. Now, anywhere in the international corporate world you say shell, people know what you're talking about. But you, well, you know the rest of the story.